你好。
I can't say hello.
现在是零阅读时间。
Now is zero reading time.
今天为你分享老舍先生之子舒乙的一篇文章。
Today, I'm sharing an article by 老舍's son, Zhai Shuyi.
我的父亲。慈母这个词讲得通。
My father and mother, this is a common expression.
对慈父这种词。
The term kind father.
我老觉着别扭。
I always feel awkward.
依我看，上一代中国男人不大能和这个词挂上钩。
From what I've seen, older Chinese men aren't very familiar with this term.
他们大都严厉有余。
They are all strict and disciplined.
而慈爱不足。
But love is not enough.
我的父亲既不是典型意义上的慈父。
My father is not a typical father.
也不是那种严厉的令孩子健儿生畏的人。
Not someone who would strictly enforce rules for the sake of children's health.
他是个新旧时代交替之际的人。
He is a person who lives in the transition between the old and the new times.
所以他比较复杂。
Therefore, he is quite complex.
当然，也是个复杂的父亲。
Of course, he was also a complex father.
我不知道一个人的记忆力最早是几岁。
I don't know at what age a person's memory is the earliest.
产生的。
Generated.
科学上好像还没有定论。
Scientifically, there is no definitive conclusion yet.
就我自己而言。
As for me,
我的第一个记忆是一岁多。
My first memory is at about 1.5 years old.
有的。
Yes.
那是在青岛，门外来了个老道。
There was an old man who came from outside Qingdao.
什么也不要。
Nothing.
只问有小孩没有。
Only ask for those who have children.
于是父亲把我抱了出去。
Then my father took me out.
看见了我。
Saw it.
我老道说道。
I said.
14号那天，往小胖子左手腕上系一圈红线，就可以消灾避难。
On the 14th, tying a red string around the left wrist of a little boy can ward off disaster and seek refuge.
我被老道的样子吓得哇哇大哭。
I was so scared that I cried and screamed.
由此便产生了我的第一个不可磨灭的记忆。
This is where my first unforgettable memory began.
父亲当时写了一篇散文。
My father wrote a short essay at that time.
说
Say,
一看胖手腕的红线。
By looking at the red line on the fat wrist.
我觉得比写一本伟大的作品还骄傲。
I'm more proud of writing a great work than writing a great work.
于是上街买了两尊兔子王。
Then I went to the street and bought two rabbit kings.
感到老道。
Feeling old.
红线。
Red line.
兔子王都有绝大的意义。
Rabbits are very important.
使我遗憾终身的是
What I regret is
在我的第一个记忆里
In my first memory
在父亲称之为有绝大意义的事情里
In the things that his father considered to be of great significance
竟没有父亲的形象
There is no image of a father
我记住的只是可怕的老道和那扇大铁门
All I remember is the terrifying old man and the big iron gate.
我童年时代的记忆里
In my childhood memories,
真正第一次出现
The first time it appeared,
父亲是在我2岁的时候
My father passed away when I was 2 years old.
在济南齐鲁大学长柏路的房子里。
In the house on Changbai Road of Jinan University.
1982年我到济南开会时去看过那房子。
In 1982, I visited that house when I was in Jinan for a meeting.
使我惊奇的是
What surprised me was,
那楼梯那客厅竟和我记忆中的完全一模一样。
The stairs and the living room were exactly as I remembered them.
足见两岁时的记忆已经很可靠了。
The memories of my 2-year-old are quite reliable.
不过说起来有点泄气。
However, it's a bit disappointing to say.
这次记忆中的父亲正在撒尿。
This memory of my father is about him urinating.
母亲带我到便所去撒尿，尿不出，父亲走了进来做示范。
My mother took me to the toilet to urinate, and my father came in to demonstrate.
母亲说小乙尿泡泡。
Mother said that Zyro he was having a urinary tract infection.
爸也尿泡泡。
That bubbles.
你看，你们俩一样。
You look alike.
于是我第一次看见了父亲。
So I saw my father for the first time.
而且明白了，我和他一样。
And I realized that I was just like him.
在父亲1935年至1937年写的幽默小文中。
In the humorous short stories written by his father from 1935 to 1937.
多次提到他有一女一儿，均狡猾。
He was repeatedly mentioned to have a cunning daughter and son.
可喜，他常常要当马当牛，在地上爬来爬去。
He was always running around playing with the horses and cows.
还有学牛叫，小胖子。
Also, there's a cow named Zaire Robinzi.
常常下令让他开步走
often order him to walk,
可是永远不含立证
but never provide evidence.
走起来没完
keep going,
无数个刚想起来的好句子
countless good sentences that I wanted to remember,
好词儿
good words,
就在这些命令中飞到了九霄云外
It soared into the heavens in these commands.
所以至今也没成为伟大的莎士比亚。
So, I haven't become a great Shakespeare yet.
我很抱歉的是
I am sorry.
这些情节我竟一丁点也记不起来。
I can't remember any of these plots at all.
我只记得他和我一块儿撒尿。
Remember him and I peeing together.
虽然我很为此而感到骄傲。
Although I am proud of it.
在我两岁零三个月的时候
When I was 2 years and 3 months old.
父亲离开济南南下
Father left Jinan heading south.
武汉加入到抗战洪流中
Wuhan joins the anti-Japanese war.
再见到父亲时
When I saw my father,
我已经八岁。见头一面时
I first saw my face when I was 8 years old.
我觉得父亲很苍老。
I think my father is very old.
他刚割完阑尾腰直不起来。
He just finished having his appendix removed and his waist is still not straight.
站在那里
Standing there,
两只手一起压在手杖上。
Two hands are pressed together on the walking stick.
我怯生生地喊他一声爸，他抬起一只手臂。
I hesitantly called him dad, and he raised one arm.
摸摸我的头。
Pat my head.
叫我小乙。
Call me Zyro.
他已经不是那个在地上爬来爬去的牛了。
He is no longer the cow that was crawling on the ground.
我也不是可以任意喊他开不走的胖小子了。
I'm not just some fat kid who can arbitrarily tell him to leave.
对他对我，爷俩彼此都是陌生的。
They are all strangers to each other.
我发现在家里他很严肃。
I found that he was very serious at home.
并不和孩子们随便说笑。
Don't joke around with children.
也没有什么特别亲昵的动作。
There were no particularly cute or affectionate gestures.
他当时严重贫血。
He was severely anemic at the time.
整天抱怨头昏
，complaining about headaches all day long，
但还是天天不离书桌
，but still he never left his desk，
写四世同堂
，four generations together，
他很少到重庆去
，he rarely goes to Chongqing，
最高兴的时候是朋友们来北碚看望他。
The happiest time was when his friends came to visit him.
只有这个时候，他的话才多，变得非常健谈。
Only at this time did his words become very eloquent.
而且往往是一张嘴。
And often it's just a mouth.
也就是一串笑话。
It's a string of jokes.
逗得大家前仰后合。
Made everyone laugh heartily.
渐渐的
Gradually,
我把听他说话
and listened to him talking,
当成了一种最有吸引力的事
This is something that is very attractive to me.
总是静静地在一旁旁听
Always quietly listening on the sidelines.
还免不了跟着傻笑
I can't help but smile.
父亲从不赶我走
My father never drove me away.
还常常指着我，不无亲切地叫我傻小子。
He often affectionately called me a silly kid, pointing at me.
我发觉他一定在很仔细地观察。
I realized that he was observing very carefully.
因为我老听见他跟客人们说，这个傻小子怎么样怎么样，闹得。
I heard him talking about that kid all the time, saying how naughty he was.
我常常自己纳闷。
I often wonder to myself.
怎么我就不知道自己身上有这些特点？
How could I not know these characteristics about myself?
值得他如此仔细过去和别人讨论。
He deserves to be so careful in discussing with others.
他自己从来不告诉孩子应该怎样做和不应该怎样做。
He never told the children what they should or should not do.
只有在他和朋友们的谈话中
Only in his conversations with his friends.
你才间接的
You are indirect.
知道原来他很喜欢你做了这件事或者那件事。
I know that he did that or that thing because he liked you.
他对孩子们的功课和成绩毫无兴趣。
He has no interest in his children's homework and grades.
一次也没过问过，也没辅导过。
Never asked or tutored.
完全不放在心上。
Don't worry about it at all.
采取了一种绝对超然的放任自流态度。
Adopted an absolutely detached and laissez-faire attitude.
他表示
He said that
赞同的在我当时看来
I agree in my opinion.
几乎都是和玩有关的事情
Almost everything is related to playing.
比如他十分欣赏
For example, he was very impressed.
我对画画有兴趣
I am interested in painting.
对刻图章
Stamping.
有兴趣
Interested.
对收集邮票有兴趣
Interested in collecting stamps.
对唱歌有兴趣
Interested in singing.
对参加学生会的社会活动有兴趣。
Interested in participating in student activities.
他知道我上五年级时被选为小学生会主席时禁不住大笑起来。
He knew that I couldn't help but laugh when I was selected as a primary school student chairman in fifth grade.
以为是件很可乐的事情。
I thought it was a very fun thing.
而且还是那句评语。
And that sentence of praise.
这个傻小子。
This silly kid.
我刚到四川时。
When I just arrived in Sichuan.
水土不服
Food intolerance
身体很糟
Body is bad
偶尔和小朋友们一起踢一次皮球
Occasionally, I play a game of football with the children
他就显得很兴奋
He seemed very excited
自己站在草场边上看
Standing by the field
还抿着嘴笑
Still smiling
表示他很高兴他常常研究我的北京话。
He expressed his happiness that he often studied my Beijing dialect.
总是等事情过后。
Always wait until something happens.
把我的说法引述给他的朋友们听，向别人解释道。
He explained to his friends, I'm telling you what I said.
听听这个词儿。
Listen to this word.
北京话得这么说。
Beijing dialect.
多好听。
How beautiful.
他很爱带我去访朋友、做茶馆、上早。
He really loves taking me to visit friends, having tea, and taking baths.
唐子，走在路上。
The dog is walking on the road.
总是他拄着手杖在前面。
He always walks with a cane in front.
我紧紧地跟在他后面。
I followed him closely.
他从不拉我的手。
He never held my hand.
也不和我说话。
Don't talk to me.
我个子矮。
And short.
跟在他后面看见的总是他的腿和脚。
What I always saw was his legs and feet following behind.
还有那双磨歪了。
And those that are crooked.
后跟的旧皮鞋
The old shoes
就这样跟着他的脚印
Just follow his footprints
我走了两年多
I've been away for over 2 years
直到他去了美国
Until he went to the United States
现在一闭眼
Now close your eyes
我还能看见那双歪歪的鞋
I can still see those crooked shoes.
跟，我愿跟着他走到天涯海角。
I want to follow him to the ends of the earth.
不必担心。
Don't worry.
不必说话。
No need to speak.
不必思索。
No need to think.
却能知道整个世界。在见到父亲时
However, he knew that the whole world would see his father when he arrived.
我已经是15岁的少年了。
I am already a 15-year-old boy.
是个初三学生。
He is a junior high school student.
他给我由美国带回来的礼物是一盒矿石。
The gift he brought back from the United States was a box of minerals.
标本。里面有20多块可爱的小石头。
There are more than 20 cute little stones in the specimen.
闪着各种异样的光彩。
Shining with all kinds of strange colors.
每一块都有学名。
Each has its own name.
还有简单的说明。听他的朋友说。
According to his friend, he has a simple explanation.
在国外。
In foreign countries,
他很想念自己的三个孩子。
He missed his 3 children very much.
可是他从没有给自己的孩子写过信。
But he had never written a letter to his children.
虽然他倒是常给朋友们的孩子
although he is often a friend's child.
譬如冰心先生的孩子们。
For example, the children of Mr. Iceheart.
写过不少有趣的信。
I've written a lot of interesting letters.
我奇怪地发现。
My strange discovery.
此时此刻的父亲已经把我当成一个独立的大人。
At this moment, my father already treated me as an independent adult.
采取了一种异乎寻常的大人。
Adopted an extraordinary adult.
对大人的平等态度。
Equal attitude towards adults.
他见到我不再叫小乙。
He stopped calling me little E.
而是称呼叔乙。
Instead, I called him uncle.
而且伸出手来和我握手。
And then he reached out and shook my hand.
好像彼此是朋友一样。
It seems like they are friends.
他的手很软，很秀气。
His hands were soft and delicate.
手掌很红。
The palm is red.
握着他伸过来的手。
Holding his outstretched hand.
我的心充满了惊奇。
My heart is filled with wonder.
顿时感到自己长大了。
Suddenly, I felt like I had grown up.
不再是他的小小的傻小子了。
He's no longer the little idiot.
高中毕业后
After graduating from high school,
我通过了留学苏联的考试。
I passed the exam for studying abroad in the Soviet Union.
父亲很高兴。
Father was very happy.
五年里他三次到苏联去开会。
In 5 years, he went to the Soviet Union 3 times for meetings.
都要专程到列宁格勒去看我。
Come to Leningrad to see me specially.
他仍然没有给我写过信。
He still hasn't written me a letter.
但是常常得意地对朋友们说。
But often, when they are congratulated, they say to their friends,
儿子是学理工的。
My son is studying engineering.
学的是由木头里炼酒精。
I study the production of ethanol from wood.
他还把这个写到文章里说。
He also wrote it in the article.
自己的晚年有可喜的寂寞。
Enjoy a peaceful and fulfilling old age.
儿子、
son、
闺女和伙伴们谈话争论得不亦乐乎。
Girls and their friends having a lively and engaging conversation and argument.
他竟一句也插不上。
He couldn't even interrupt.
因为一点也听不懂。
Because I didn't understand anything.
虽然父亲诚心诚意地把我当成大人和朋友对待。
Although my father treated me sincerely as an adult and a friend.
还常常和我讨论一些严肃的问题。
He often discussed some serious issues with me.
我反而常常强烈地感觉到
I often have a strong feeling that
在他的内心里
in his heart
我还是他的小孩子
I am still his child
有一次我要去东北出差
Once I was going to Northeast for a business trip
临行前向他告别
Before leaving, I said goodbye to him
他很关切地问车票带了吗
He curiously asked if the ticket was brought.
我说带好了。
I said, take it with you.
他说拿给我瞧瞧。
He said to show it to me.
直到我由口袋中掏出车票。
Until I took out the ticket from my pocket.
直到准有车票。
I know there will be a ticket.
放的也是地方。
The place where it's placed.
他才放心了。
He was relieved.
接着又问你带了几根皮带。
Then he asked you how many belts you were bringing.
我说一根。
I said one.
他说不成，要两根。
He couldn't get two.
干嘛要两根？
What's the use of two?
他说万一那根断了呢？
He said, what if that one breaks?
非抓瞎不可。来。
No cheating allowed.
把我这根也拿上。父亲问的这两个问题。
Take this one too, the two questions my father asked me.
让我笑了。
Let me laugh.
一路，男人之间的爱，父爱。
The love between men and fathers.
深厚的父爱表达的竟是如此奇特。对我的恋爱婚事。
The thick paternal love was expressed in such a peculiar way regarding my love and marriage affairs.
父亲同样采取了超然的态度。
Father also took a detached attitude.
表示完全尊重孩子的选择。
Completely respect the child's choice.
婚礼的当天。
On the wedding day.
他请了两桌客，招待亲家和老友。
He invited his relatives and friends to stay for 2 weeks.
饭后大家请他表演节目。
After dinner, please ask him to perform a show.
他说当了公公不在当众唱戏。
He said that he stopped performing opera publicly after becoming a grandfather.
改说故事。
Or tell the story.
于是讲了他的内蒙之行观感。
He talked about his impressions of his trip to Inner Mongolia.
他还送给我们一副亲笔写的大条幅，红纸上八个大字。
He also gave us a large calligraphy on a red paper with 8 large characters.
勤俭持家。
Frugal and thrifty.
健康是福。
Health is a blessing.
下属老舍。
Subordinate.
这是续矿石标本之后。
This is the continuation of the mineral specimen.
他送给我的第二份礼物。
The second gift he gave me.
以后。
Later.
一直挂在我的床前。
It has been hanging in front of my bed.
可惜。
Unfortunately.
后来小将们把它撕成了两半。
Later, the young men tore it in half.
扔在地下乱踩。
Toss it around on the ground.
等他们走后
After they left,
我由地上将他们捡起藏好
I picked them up from the ground and hid them.
保存
Save.
至今虽然残破不堪
Although it is still in ruins,
却是我的最珍贵的宝贝
It is my most precious treasure.
直到前几年
Until a few years ago,
我由他的文章中才发现
I only found out from his article,
父亲对孩子教育竟有许多独特的见解。
My father has many unique insights on educating children.
生前他并没有对我们直接说过。
He never told us directly before he passed away.
可是他做了，全做了。
But he did it all.
做得很漂亮。
Very well done.
我终于懂得了他的爱的价值。
I finally understood the value of his love.
父亲死后。
After my father's death.
我一个人曾在太平湖畔陪伴他度过了一个漆黑的夜晚。
I spent a dark night alone by the shores of Taiping Lake.
我摸了他的脸
I touched his face,
拉了他的手
grabbed his hand,
把泪洒在他满是伤痕的身上
poured tears on his scarred body,
我把人间的一点热气当作爱
I take a little bit of human warmth as love,
回报给他
return it to him,
我很悲伤
and sad,
我也很幸运。
I'm lucky too.